Carolyn Evers. I hope your days haven't been as eventful as mine, but if they are, enjoy the ride because it's fun. Hi, Sherlene.
Hi.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Very, very good. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad. I always love to hear it when everybody's doing well.
Okay, can't hear you very good.
You can't hear?
Well, very good. It sounds like you're way far away, clear across the country.
Well, I am, but it shouldn't sound that way. I hope the rest of the world can hear.
Yeah, I do too.
I would like to ask people to call in. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. And I was on a conference call that Mother Mary had asked us to do, and she was working with healing, and there was someone on the conference call that we weren't able to finish with, so hopefully they're going to call in and we can finish this work with them.
Okay.
So, can you hear me now?
Yes, it's much better. Thank you.
Good. Well, Charlene, tell me, what might be something of interest that you want to bring forth to people today?
Well, I think that just we've been talking about going in and having God or the universe do the healing, but there's other things that can be done, like we've been doing, where if you have a goal that you want and you feel like that you would like to have it put in the field so that it comes about, you know, even if it's in regards to self-worth or having good self-esteem or thinking that you look handsome or beautiful or changing your perception about yourself, those can all be put in too.
You know, I really like this topic. You know that I do. It's one of my favorite topics. And it's because so many people around us that we're either doing business with or we have associates of some sort, they don't always see things the way we do. And they offer challenges to us sometimes, conflict. And what you're saying, Charlene, and I do agree with this wholeheartedly, is let's make things easy for us. If we have a challenge, something that we want to accomplish, and there is either somebody or something standing in our way, why not change events in the quantum field so that we will get what we want?
Well,
as long as it's a good thing, that is.
Well, yeah, because actually I have seen many cases where somebody's having, let's say, for instance, a very difficult time in maybe a relationship with a parent. Let's use that as an example.
Good
and
example.
Where the relationship with their parent has been very fragmented, and it's been very difficult for them. But that has been in the field for so long, it becomes second nature for them to have that because it's in the field. So what we can do is go in and change it, and I've seen those relationships be mended and changed.
Well, I want to talk about that, Charlene. I hear that we have a caller, and who's on the line right now?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for today. I experienced a lot, and it was awesome.
Wasn't it awesome? Charlene, she's talking about Mother Mary conference call.
Right.
When she was going through all of the colors and the healing, were you sensing any of that?
Yes, I was, about 50%.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful and just breathtaking.
Did you sense any of the individuals that had come?
Yes, I did. I wasn't sure who they were until you told me Master Kasumi, I was able to tell who he was.
Beautiful.
I was able to kind of mini see him.
What'd you say?
I was able to see Master Kasumi.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that was rather exciting for me, kind of a breakthrough.
You know, I'm real glad to hear about this, Nancy, because I recall in the very beginning you couldn't see or hear things, and now you're starting to recognize. That's great.
Yes.
What can Charlene and I do for you today?
Well, I wanted to see if Charlene can look at the sores on my leg again, because they have reappeared, and they kind of like got twice as bad as they were.
Oh.
So I was wondering if another layer of the problem?
Probably. Yeah, probably. And we need to go in and look at it and see exactly what it's identifying it with. Okay. You're saying they're all worse than they were?
Pardon?
You say that the sores are even worse than they were.
Yeah, they got worse.
They got worse. Even though they were better at the time, then they got worse.
So right.
Then we didn't pick up the saying, okay, you've got somebody that you're very angry with. Who is, you don't need to say their name. Is there somebody that you're very, very angry with?
You know, not that I can think of on a, in this lifetime. Not that I can think of. I mean, I'm hurt by a few people, but I don't think I'm angry.
Well, you're hurt by them, though. Are you frustrated? Is that a better word?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, but they've hurt you.
Pardon?
You said that they have hurt you, hurt
yeah.
your feelings.
Yeah, my sister and my mother have. And I thought I had dealt with that, but maybe not.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and see what we can do to clean it up and make it better so that it's not
okay.
still there. Because there's a reason. Usually if it doesn't clear up, there's some, like you said, there's another layer of something that needs to be resolved, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's go in and look at it and see what we can get done.
While she's doing that, there's no reason why we can't chat.
Okay.
Oh, so we're not going to chat, huh? Well, I'm hearing a lot of rattling on the phone.
It sounds like there's a wind.
Exactly.
Are you
someplace where there's air blowing on your phone?
No, sweetheart. I'm on the same phone I've always been on.
No,
I don't
I'm
know
talking
what's
about
happening.
Nancy.
Oh,
yeah,
Nancy.
Air conditioner just kicked on.
Oh, okay. What it's doing? It's hitting your phone and it's knocking you off.
Yeah. Okay.
It's breaking up your words.
Yeah, I just turned it off.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now explain to me what kind of relationship would you prefer to have? Let's do that.
Kind of abandonment.
Okay.
I mean,
no. She wants
what
to know.
What would you like to have?
Oh, a loving one.
Okay. A loving relationship.
Yes.
A caring relationship.
Yes.
A positive, what? Verbalization.
Yes.
Okay. Be able to communicate in a positive way?
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Okay.
How about a supporting relationship?
Yes.
got those down. Can you think of any other kind of...
understanding?
Oh, that's very good. Very good.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of misunderstanding there. A lot.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
How about tolerance, Nancy?
Pardon?
How about tolerance?
Oh, yes.
I didn't hear that one.
Tolerance.
Oh, tolerance. Okay, got it. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
How about non-judgmental?
Oh, I like that one.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, as parents, we come in, as parents, a lot of times we come in raising our children with expectations of how their behavior should be. But it's usually because it should be with what we assume they should behave. Then when we don't, we judge it as them as being incorrect. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So how about forgiving?
Yes. That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
How about that you laugh a lot together?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Huh? I'm writing. Okay, got that. Anything else? But anytime you've had an expectation of what you'd like to have it between the two of you, what has it been? Have we covered most of it? Because it'll change. Once it's put in the pond and field, that will change. And I can't tell you when it'll change. I just have seen it change. I've seen children have not even seen their parents for years and years end up seeing them again and having a relationship with them again. Okay, caring, a very caring relationship, right?
Yes.
Caring, loving, tolerant, positive, understanding, forgiving relationship, that we laugh a lot together. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Now, that'd be great if you could program it with that, Shirley. I like that, Shirley.
Okay. How about that we see each other through eyes of love?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's go into the... Now, is God your higher source?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go have God do this for you, okay?
Well, he is sure putting a plate full of good stuff in the quantum field for you, between you and your mom.
Yeah. Big situation.
You know, it's interesting how we are thrown together, usually from other lifetimes, to resolve these issues.
Right.
I'd venture to say you and your mom have probably done this together.
You know, I believe so. I've been told before that, like, 12 times with servitude on my part.
Yeah. Well, this is the lifetime where it seems like we're finishing up all of these loose ends. And, you know, you probably have this to resolve with your mom. And why not go for some help? You know, Charlene can work with God, change the quantum field. It'd be wonderful to move all this around in this direction. And part of it is understanding the problem and then putting in the solution. You're going to have to call us back and see how long this takes to happen. Surprisingly, sometimes it's pretty fast. You there, Nancy?
Okay, one of the things that he wanted to ask about, if it was okay, is that you have an understanding relationship with each other. Are you there?
I don't know that she is.
Doesn't sound like it.
I think she got clicked off.
Oh, well, she'll come back.
Probably.
Yeah, because I see him as not having them. He was showing me that they didn't have understanding between the two of them, just a sense of animosity. So that had to be released.
Well, we lost her someplace.
Yeah, it sounds like it, huh?
She'll call back. But
she will.
While we're talking about this, Charlene, you know, you talked about the parent relationship.
Right.
But I'd like to talk a little bit about the relationship from the standpoint of the child. I think it's very difficult for high school students, college students, and it might even be going down into the end of the grade school level, where the behavior of children is causing some real problems with the parents. We'll get to that after we take this phone call. And who's calling in now?
Yeah, hi, good evening, Carolyn. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I'm hoping that you can, that Charlene can send some energy to my son this evening.
What, he needs a healing?
Yeah, he needs healing. He, my husband and myself are going through a separation divorce, and he's 7.5 years old. He's got a developmental delay, lots of allergies. He failed first grade. Because he can't read, he's got a tracking disorder with his eyes.
Well, this is really hard for him and you.
It is, yeah, it's been hard.
Charlene, I'm going to turn this over to you, dear.
Okay, what is happening, have you studied kinesiology?
Have I what?
Done educational kinesiology. A lot of the universities are teaching it now. And the reason is that they're teaching that the right and left brain are not automatically transferring information back and forth readily. And so that's what you were saying, he has a tracking problem, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So the right eye is not tracking from right to left, or the right ear is not tracking from right to left.
Yeah, that's
the
correct.
Same with the left, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the result is that he's seen double. Now, he's been around my dad, who has a severe brain aneurysm, and my dad also sees double. But that's the result of his aneurysm. But
well, it's kind of interesting. Children are so psychic.
Yeah,
what they do is they pick up what's in front of them.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, Dr. Nancy Foster, when I was taking classes with her, was demonstrating how easily it is to teach them by just being in that environment. It's kind of interesting, but they pick up what they see
right.
and understand. So maybe if we do this, we can see what happens.
Good. Thank
you,
Charlene.
So is it okay with you if I go in and do, it's called a brain mapping where it connects the left and right brain together?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay. All right. And what's his name?
John Michael.
John Michael.
He's God's gifted messenger.
Okay, let's go in. Who's your higher source, God?
God.
Okay.
When you said God's gifted messenger, what were you talking about?
The meaning of his name.
Or do you feel that way?
Yeah, I feel that way, but that is the meaning of his name. His literal, yeah. Carolyn, I will tell you that I know I've done this enough to know that now I can chat with you because Charlene's doing her thing.
I was in the field. Say it to me again.
Oh, I was talking to Carolyn.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Charlene.
Sorry, Charlene.
Oh, okay. I just thought that your attention called me back. So.
No, darling, you do that. She'll chat with me.
Okay, let me go in and do that.
Okay, thank you, Charlene. Yeah, Carolyn, so I will tell you that I'm the Kim that twice before Charlene has gotten disconnected. So we need to knock on wood, real wood, and make sure that it doesn't happen again. And also, I'm the Kim that you said that you had said that you did an extensive reading for me in 1 hour because Charlene had got disconnected and we just started talking. And
oh, okay.
That I was a cherubim originally.
Oh,
and that
yes,
I came
yes.
to Earth.
Oh, yes.
I came to Earth at Atlantis, right before Atlantis, or right during
mm-hmm,
Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you were scolding me or not, because you said I wasn't going to really want to hear it, that I, you know, that maybe I haven't been making enough spiritual progress.
I don't know. Did I really say that?
You said, I don't think you want to hear this on the air.
Well, no, what I meant by that is, how shall I explain this? That's a high calling. And sometimes when people have a very high calling like that, they feel uncomfortable in, number one, adjusting to the situation themselves, but number two, to hear it on air. That's what I meant.
Okay, good. I was afraid that maybe you were kind of teasing me, that I had kind of fallen a little bit.
Oh, no, not at all. Like I said, when the first time you hear that you have come from a very high calling, that's a lot to, like, put your mind around. Would you agree?
I think, maybe, I guess. I guess I might say that I've always kind of known it intuitively.
Oh, so you had a sense of it. Okay.
Well, yeah. Not that I was certainly necessarily special or that I was an angel or anything like that, but that just kind of a knowing that I'm supposed to be here and that I've got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've always seen my work as being really important.
Mm-hmm.
So,
No, that's all I meant by that. Because many people, I just believe that many people, when they hear of something that is high and elevated, that they're taken back a bit, and it takes a little bit of time to get accustomed to it, to the thought.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's made all the connections so that the tracking is done, and so that he'll crest left and right through the midfield and between the two halves of the brain. So that the brain has been told that it's to do it quickly and easily, free, with no effort, okay? So that when he's called upon to do left brain information, he can do it readily. Does he do a lot of right brain functions?
Yeah, he's very psychic, and he will, what I will call is he will disassociate. So in other words, he'll be like, the main part of his soul is somewhere else, and he's doing something, and then suddenly he's, like, back, and he's like, I didn't do that. You know, so it's kind of a little bit driving me crazy, and it's frustrating for his teachers, too, because he totally blacks out certain activities or certain, you know, like, he'll be given a utensil to use, like a ruler, and then 20 minutes later, what is this? What am I supposed to do with it? When all along everybody else has been using the ruler, well, so is he, but the part of him that needs to process it hasn't been there.
Well, that was because, people that can go dominant right brain,
yeah,
can go, and they can go into a state of, it's kind of like a theta state.
Yeah.
Like, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they go into a theta state. They don't hear anything going on.
Right.
And I took a class, it was called Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain.
Yes.
And I used
that book.
Are you familiar with her work?
Yes, I used the book.
Oh, okay, then we're easy.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And what happens is they you go into theta, if you've ever painted or drawn, you know that you don't hear what people are saying.
That's right.
And that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So you have to say, John Michael, and then that puts him back into the back into the left brain.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Shirlene, do you think he's got a doctor's appointment, a optometrist appointment on Friday afternoon? Do you
Pardon?
Think I could go ahead and ask her to totally do a rescreening of him to begin with? Because, see, what we have to do is readjust his glasses because one of the prescriptions is much, much stronger than it needs to be, so it forces his eye to track correctly. So if I ask her to totally rescreen with no glasses, then we might see that maybe he's not seeing double a third of the time.
Right.
Okay. I will ask her to do that before she starts
now,
putting on the glasses.
Now, does he do it this Friday? Or?
Yeah, no. This Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, let me give you my telephone number.
Okay.
And I want you to call me and let me know how he does.
Okay.
Or even before, okay?
Okay.
Oh, let's see. It's this Friday, isn't it? Okay.
Yes.
Just give me a call. Let me give you my telephone number.
Okay.
Because if we have to, we can do it over the phone and you can just, he's 7 and a half. I just got through doing somebody in California, so let's see. Whereabouts are you at?
We're in Louisiana.
Okay. All right. Let's have my telephone number is 801-944-9346.
9346. And what's
Yeah, let me know how he does with the testing.
Yeah, I will. 801-934?
No, 944.
944-9346.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Shirlene and Carolyn. Have a blessed evening.
Okay,
you
thank
too,
you.
Kim.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, folks, half of the show is over. If you're holding back because you would rather listen, then call in. Do call in. It's 877-876-5227. If you wait too long, you might not be able to get on. So the toll-free Canadian line is 888-815-9750. Let's take a few moments, Shirlene, and talk about some of the challenges that children are today. You were talking about parents, children not coming up to expectation for older parents, but I'm kind of thinking of what's going on in the elementary, it's starting now in the later elementary years, high school and I guess college too. What's being held up today to children is very difficult, I think. What their expectations are as far as what parents should be giving them and how they believe they should be able to do everything that every other child has and does.
Well, we forget, you know, we don't, it's kind of interesting, I think, as parents, we're young enough that we don't understand that the children don't need to all perform at the same rate. We kind of accept the fact that they're going to get a tooth, maybe even before one of the other siblings get it, or later, and we accept that, but we forget about the development of the brain is different. It doesn't make them one more less than the other child. It's just their DNA.
Yes, and who's calling, please?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Liberty.
What is it?
My name is Liberty.
Liberty?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Liberty.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
I was wondering if you could give me some information about my mom who passed on about a year ago, and also a baby I lost this year.
Oh, well, you were on the conference call, weren't you?
No.
No?
No.
I had someone on the conference call ask that question.
Really?
Okay, and now the question is, I'm writing this down, Liberty. You wanted to know about your mom who
right.
has crossed over. And what did you want to know, like what she's doing now?
Yes, and how she is and how I could help her in any way or communicate with her if it's possible.
Well, Liberty, let me call on someone.
I think perhaps we could, let me see who wants to answer this, if this is Archangel Michael or if this is Mother Mary who's going to call, who's going to come. Hold the line a minute. Okay, this is Archangel Michael has come for this. He's placing a call right now about your mom. He's asking for information. He does not have this at his fingertip right at the moment. And so what he is doing is, he is sending a call to the records.
Could you speak a little bit louder, please?
He is sending a call for your mother's records.
Really?
Yes. And it is almost like he's asked a messenger to look in the records to see what your mom is doing. And the answer that he has gotten is that your mom is acting as an assistant to souls. Now, what he's saying here is this is a temporary position for her, that it's one of when souls begin in on this level, they choose their job. In other words, after she crossed over, she went through a healing process.
She went through a what? I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, I don't know why the connection's poor. I'm kind of trying very hard to make this as loud as I can, and if you can't hear me, I don't know that I can do it any louder, and I'm sorry, Liberty.
Okay.
She's in a training process right now that she will be working with people as a guide. You know how individuals have guides?
Yes.
Well, she's being trained for that right now, and at the moment, what she is doing is greeting people as they cross over to the other side, and then she will be trained to work with an individual as a guide.
Oh, that's nice. She'd be good at that.
Why would she be good at that?
I'm sorry?
I said you said she'd be good at that. I was just wondering why you added that comment.
Well, because she has a lot of love and she cares about people.
Oh, yes. Well, she had a choice, and she was given several choices, and this is the one that she chose, and she is happy with that.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so happy to hear she's doing good.
Now, you said you had another question?
Yeah, I had a miscarriage this past year, and I was wondering if you could tell me something about that soul and what's happening with that soul now.
Okay, let me see if we can get that information for you, Liberty. What they are explaining to me is when a soul comes to take up the biology of a parent, that they made a choice, and this soul made a choice, that there were three choices laid out before them, and they took this choice where you would be the mother to incarnate. Now, that was the choice that they had made before they came. And as this soul followed you, now, what they're showing me is there are several times when a child, a soul, can actually be part of the biology, and it's not usually at conception.
It could be later in the pregnancy or right after, immediately after the child is born or as it's come through the birth canal. And that in the early part of your carrying this child, the child hovered over you. It wasn't part of the biology yet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, I understand it, absolutely.
Okay. And as the child, they have like as they come closer to Earth, they have a better concept of their choice and the opportunities that were made and also the physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And the child, the soul, I should use the word soul rather than the child. The soul chose not to take that particular path at that moment, and the reason that that soul did not take that particular path at the moment was for a biological reason. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
And that the child will come back again if you allow it, that you are still the choice for them. Do you understand what I'm
saying?
Yes,
I do understand. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you know when?
No, I'm not given, I'm not privy to that answer.
Okay.
What they're telling me is opportunity.
Okay.
When the opportunity is available.
Okay.
And they are saying that part of that opportunity has to do with desire.
Mine or theirs?
Yours.
Okay. Yeah, well, I actually didn't feel ready at the time.
Ah, you didn't feel ready.
No, well, also, I was walking for... I was in the middle of a 5,000-mile walk. And
oh, my goodness, a 5,000-mile walk.
I could barely keep going, so I couldn't imagine how I was going to, you know, be healthy enough to carry a child. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but the walk is luckily over now. I was just wondering, you know, it was kind of
there is work to be accomplished. Not work so much as goals to be accomplished between you and this soul.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's why they made the choice.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you.
Yes, a commitment, they're saying.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your telling me this.
My pleasure, Liberty.
Thanks again. Bless you.
Bless you. Our number here is 877-876-5227, and we invite callers. As you can see, between Charlene and myself, we have some different talents that we can join together with and answer your questions, program the quantum field. Kind of like a little shopping list, Charlene.
It sounds like it. Great.
Charlene, how about giving your phone number out in case people maybe want to call you privately for a private session instead of discussing this on the phone?
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
And I, Carolyn Evers, would like to invite you to come to my website, which is www.carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Evers, EVERS.com. We talked earlier about conference calls, and if you go to the top right-hand corner of my website that says conference calls, there is a schedule there. We had a conference call today with Mother Mary, and there are two of them coming up that I think is going to prove to be most incredible, and that's called Fireside Chat. It's on the 16th and the 19th, and there are a group of beings coming who will be discussing ascension. So check that out. We have another caller, and your name, please.
My name is Charles. I called in last week, and you asked me to call back today.
Oh, yes. Did you say Charles?
Yes.
Oh, I remember the phone call, Charles. So tell us, Charlene, do you remember Charles?
Well, just kind of briefly tell me. If you started, I'll remember.
Well, I called in about having COPD, and you said that my lungs looked eroded.
Okay.
And you asked me to call back today, so...
I remember the phone call well, Charles, and I tell you, you sound a whole lot different to me. Tell us, what do you have to report?
Well, I am breathing a bit better now than I was a week ago, but I still have some COPD problems. I can walk further now than I could a week ago without running out of breath, but...
So there's improvement.
Yes, it is.
And I could tell from your voice, it was much stronger, it was optimistic. That was the thing that I noticed. Last week when you called, you did not have the optimism in your voice that you have now. Charlene, do you remember Charles now?
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Yeah.
How about taking a look at Charles and see what you can find?
Well, I think what I'll do is have... Now, is your higher source is God, right?
Pardon me?
Your higher source is God?
Well, I have the choice, but I'm still not where I would like to be.
No, Charles, she says you're misunderstanding the question.
Right.
When you think of a higher source, do you think of God, or is there another being that you call the higher source?
Well, I think of the ultimate creator as being the father and mother of all of us. Does that
make
sense?
And that's true, but if you're going to put a title on that, would you call that God?
Yes, I would call that God, or...
Okay, Charlene. His higher source is God, dear.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have him go in and look at the programming that you have that has created the problem within that lung, okay? And let's go in and reconstruct the information. Will that work for you?
Okay.
All right. Because what I'm doing is we have to have your permission.
Well, you have my permission, obviously.
Okay. All right.
Okay. She's going to be doing that, Charles, and we can chat. She doesn't hear us because she goes into the theta state. And when we talked last week, you told me that you were a bit psychic.
Yes, I think everyone is.
Perhaps. The reason that I asked that is, from last week to this week, you're telling me that your situation is improved. You're walking a little further. You're not out of breath as much. And I noticed the optimism that was in your voice this week that wasn't there last week. At least I didn't pick up on it. And so what I'm asking you is how you felt about your overall condition.
I feel that my overall condition has improved. It is not perfect yet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than what it was.
Well, you do know that these things take time.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one that feels things that should be instantaneous.
Now, something that you could do to help yourself, you know, Charlene, programmed the field last week. She's programming it again today. And something that you could do to help yourself is to see yourself in a perfect state.
Well, I try to do that.
Good.
And I do use positive affirmations to try to perfect my physical being.
Well, the positive affirmations are good, but I'm also suggesting that if you're not doing this, to mentally see yourself in a perfect body, a body in perfection.
Well,
healed,
yes.
Completely to your, well, you know, another way is this emotion. How would you feel when emotionally the joy of being in perfect health? So with your affirmation, see yourself perfect in a perfect body, and also feel the joy of being in a perfect body.
Well, I think that would be pretty fantastic, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what is the thing, and she's commenting on that, what is, if you're out, your lungs are functioning completely, see, what was just done with your lungs was it was put, your lungs were put back to a memory, which is called the fetal memory. In other words, and then it was put into the God intelligence, which is perfection, right?
Yeah.
And so now your lungs has been reprogrammed into a positive of the God intelligence, which is your higher self. And it has perfect knowledge of how your lungs are supposed to work in a perfect form. And so he's gone in there and reprogrammed. In other words, your memory in there is like a computer. He just went in and pulled out the negative thought patterns that you've had and feelings and replaced it with perfection. In other words, those cells now know that they're to go back to the God intelligence that it had in the beginning, so that all that negative is pulled out of it. And then your angels have just gone in and just cleaned that all out, just like a little vacuum cleaner, and has been straightening out those filters in your lungs so that they're filtering the air that's coming in and dispersing it in a positive way, so that they'll learn how to do it like you had before. Do you have any questions?
No, not really.
Okay, if there's something that you would like to be doing, if your lungs were now at their perfection, what is it you want to do?
Well, I have a spiritual website and organization which I am trying to get across to as many people as I can to show everyone that they can be the best person that they have ever been before. And this is something that is very important to me, really.
I think that's a marvelous goal. As a matter of fact, that has just been put in the field. Do you know that?
Well, no, I didn't.
God just put it in the quantum field for it to become so. As you were speaking, it became so.
Well, good.
Okay.
Can I add something to that before Charles goes?
Certainly.
Charles, what Charlene said is that desire of yours was put into the quantum field. Now, that had to do with something that you've been inspired with, a goal that you want, but that's also put into the quantum field, something that you wish to accomplish physically. Now, you're telling me that you are starting to walk further with a little bit more ease. What I would like to see us put into the field, Charlene, is something along these lines where this desire for the improvement and the desire for the physical, that we could accentuate that.
Hmm.
In other words, would you like to be able to walk down the block? Would you like to be able to perhaps do some things that you couldn't do in the past? I don't know, cut your lawn. I'm just giving you some thoughts.
At one time, did you run?
Pardon me?
At one time, were you a runner?
Was I a what?
Did you
runner?
Did you run? At one time, did you run?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean there.
Okay, at one time in your life, did you run? Are you in?
In what?
You walked everywhere.
Well, I walked wherever Spirit guided me.
Well, let's put that into the quantum field, that you want to be able to walk the distance wherever Spirit is guiding you. How does that sound, Charles?
That sounds great to me.
Okay, good. All right.
See, I like the idea that you had a spiritual goal, but I also wanted to put something in there that had to do with a physical goal.
Okay.
Yeah, since we're working with the physical here.
All right.
And that's what Charlene is doing right now for you, Charles.
I'm sorry, you're getting very weak.
I said that's what Charlene is doing for you now.
Okay.
Placing that ability to be able to walk distances.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you again.
Charlene is putting into the quantum field your ability to walk distances.
My ability
to walk long distances.
Physically. Okay.
Physically, to be able to walk long distances.
That would be great.
That's what's been put in the field for you.
All right.
Yes. So that you have a desire to be able to walk long distances as far as you would like to, because you have a lot to look forward to in this lifetime.
Okay, I can, at this time, I can walk further than I could a week ago.
Well, call us next week, Charles, and let us know how you're doing.
All right, I will.
Okay.
Let's see how far you're walking.
Well, I'm walking probably twice as far as I was a week ago before I run out of breath.
Isn't that wonderful? Call us next week. We want to see how this journey, where this journey takes you, dear.
Very good. All right, I will.
Okay.
Okay,
bye, Charles. Charlene, it's about time for us to leave, dear.
Yes, it sounds like it.
Yes, how about as we go out the door, you give your phone number more time?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
So for some of those out there who are listening who want to speak to Charlene privately or didn't have an opportunity to call in, you can call her at that number for a private session. And my webpage, CarolynEvers.com, a lot of information there. Please look into the conference calls. We have two on Ascension, one with Master Kasumi, and also one with Archangel Mikael, the end of the month. All the information there is at the website, plus books that we have brought forth from Spirit, and also readings from the Akashic Records. You have some question about your journey of your soul, your mission, other questions like that, you can ask for a reading. Charlene, it's been real interesting, dear.
It certainly is. And I appreciate it and love everybody that just remember we're all God's children and we all come from love.
Well, that sounds good to me. Talk to you next week, Charlene.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayam.